You'll also find some beautiful pictures for this next story from Cambodia. That's where an unlikely group of religious leaders is helping in the fight against climate change. Power plants and gas guzzlers often get most of the blame for the greenhouse gas pollution that's heating up the planet, but deforestation is a big culprit as well. According to the United Nations, roughly a fifth of all greenhouse pollution comes from cutting down forests. It's a very tough problem to solve, but an order of monks in an isolated corner of Cambodia hopes their efforts can help. Reporter Brendan Brady has our story.
Tasun's orange robe shimmers as he strolls through a patch of forest, pointing out trees and shrubs with medicinal benefits. These berries are good for joint and muscle pain, Ta says. Farther down the path, he gestures towards a beehive full of nutritious wild honey. Ta and his fellow monks from nearby Semarang Pagoda have presided over this 18,000-hectare area in northern Cambodia for a decade. It's known as Songrokovong, or simply Monk Forest, and these days it seems a serene garden. But this wasn't always so. Not long ago, Ta says, police and soldiers would come here to poach timber. If I thought they might listen, Ta says, I would advise them to stop. But if they wouldn't listen, I would just take away their chainsaws and weapons. Ta says he and other members of his Buddhist community here have succeeded in protecting the forest because they're respected spiritual figures. But his experience before he became a monk certainly helps as well. The soldiers don't scare me, Ta says, because I used to be a soldier too. This determination helps preserve the forest for use by both the monks and the local community. Now the effort could also prove lucrative for Cambodia. Monk Forest is one of 13 community forests in Odomache province, whose environmental value is being marketed in an international exchange of what are called avoided deforestation carbon credits. That's a mouthful that basically means Cambodia hopes to get paid by outsiders not to cut down their trees. Forests absorb huge amounts of heat-trapping carbon dioxide, so the idea behind the credit market is to help curb rising CO2 levels by preserving as much forest land as possible. Ta acknowledges that climate science is new to the monks, but he does understand that a lot is at stake for his country. If there's climate change, he says, Cambodians will face even more serious problems because most people here survive off the land. And Ta says preserving forests has always been important in Buddhist tradition. It was under a tree that Buddha was born, achieved enlightenment, and passed away, Ta says. So like Buddha, Ta spends much of his time in ritualized performances under the forest canopy. But such natural temples have become harder to find in Cambodia. More than a fifth of the country's forests have been cut down over the past 20 years. Today, large-scale logging has been reduced, but big timber sales continue. Ta says that when forest land is sold to private companies, local people no longer benefit from it. But he says here in Monk Forest, local residents can still share its abundance. And local residents also help monitor the forest. 34-year-old Chun Chun says the monks have taught him about the value of conservation. Chun says, when I was young, I was tempted to cut the trees for profit. But slowly I realized, if we cut the trees, we destroy ourselves. Destruction has been widespread in the area in recent decades. Odomanche province was the hideout of remnants of the murderous Khmer Rouge regime for almost 20 years after they were overthrown in 1979. They funded their insurgency by selling timber in nearby Thailand. Today, the area remains poor and isolated, which makes illegal logging tempting. The carbon credit deal is meant to address this by essentially offering a reward for protecting the forest. By one estimate, the credits for all 13 forests could be worth as much as $50 million over 30 years. But the carbon credit process is largely untested, and critics worry it could prove vulnerable to corruption. Ki Tun, who's a local leader in a village near Monk Forest, says he's not sure his community will ever see any benefit. The money might go to the people, Tun says, or it might go to corrupt officials. We'll have to find out. A government representative recently visited the area to assure villagers that they will benefit from the deal. But skepticism remains, and Monk Ta Soon worries that it may remain difficult to convince some Cambodians of the importance of protecting their forests. But Ta says he remains committed, no matter what. He says, I decided to become a monk because we Cambodians believe it is the duty of some boys to keep the religion alive and clean the sins of our parents. For Ta, those sins include the past generation's mistreatment of the forest. He says he's determined to help save Song Rokovon and as much forest land here in northern Cambodia as he can, for sustainable use and spiritual contemplation. For the world, I'm Brendan Brady, Song Rokovong, Cambodia.